This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Lauren Hodge is an unapologetic fan of the television show Glee. She cheers whenever those plucky kids decide to put on a show.
All right, guys. Nationals are just a few weeks away, and it's time to bear down. Now, your singing at regionals was amazing, but your dancing... It's booty camp time.
Booty.
Let's get it going. A 5, 6, 7, 8. Push yourselves, guys. Vocal adrenaline takes no prisoners.
For Lauren Hodge, the magic is in the sense of community and belonging that kids feel when they work together to stage a performance. Lauren Hodge founded the Youth Performance Arts Conservatory at the Arts Center in Carrboro. She's co-founder of the Summer Arts Conservatory at Playmakers. And her enthusiasm for young people working in concert drives her newest effort as well. It's called the Community Chorus Project. Lauren Hodge has teamed up with Terry Rhodes, the chair of the music department at UNC and a professor of voice and opera. She's also collaborating with Pat Parker, an associate professor in the Department of Communications at UNC and the founder of the Ella Baker Women's Center for Leadership and Community. All three of them join me in the studio today. Welcome, Pat, Terry, and Lauren. So good to have you here. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Lauren, we should point out, is also married to Eric Hodge, who you hear every morning on Morning Edition here at WUNC. So the first question is, can Eric Hodge sing?
You know, I have to tell you, Eric Hodge has a really great singing voice, actually, yeah.
He could put out a CD, and then at fundraising time, now, that could be a premium.
I think that's a really great idea. All right. He might not think it's such a great
idea. Well, let's just do it right now. For 300, because I know you're listening and you've got the phone number, for $365, Eric Hodge will sing a song for you and record it and give it to you. Now, I don't know if I can make that promise, but I just have. And... It's going to get me in trouble, as it always does, with Regina.
I'll second your promise.
And Eric. But let's do that. $365, call now, and he'll sing a song for you, and it'll be on a CD. And I'll back him up. Lauren, tell us how this community chorus plan got started. What is it? Describe it for us.
Well, basically, it's a new community initiative to try and get as many kids as we possibly can singing. And really taking the full benefit from participation in the performing arts. Singing of all the branches of the performing arts is the most democratic, it's the most accessible, and our intention is to really gather together a very diverse group of kids. And one of the reasons I do love Glee so much, and I am out and proud in my love of Glee, is that, that program shows what the performing arts can be to kids, how it can be inclusive of all types of kids. That's kind of the underpinning message in that program. So,
well, Terry, as the chair of the music department and a voice teacher, why is it important for UNC to be involved?
Well, you know, our UNC music department has actually been engaged with the community for many, many years. We offer hundreds of concerts every year, but this is a different kind of engagement. We want students and young people in the community and region to feel that our campus and our department specifically is a welcoming place for them. We want to this combination of university faculty and community faculty with their various expertises is a great way to bridge this, we feel, this group and to have young people come in. So during this 2-week period, students are going to have excellent musical opportunities across a broad range of genres. Musical theater is the big thing, but they're also going to be hearing everything from opera to R&B and jazz. And so we feel that it's just a great way for them to learn about various ways to healthily use the voice and to learn about different genres.
So it's going to be a great program, Pat. It's got a great theme and honorable intentions to bring people together and to bridge this gap. How do you do it? How do you reach out to the whole community to make sure that all these kids have a chance to be part?
Well, first of all, I think it's really important to be intentional about that effort. Mm-hmm. My students and I have been working alongside young people who live in some disenfranchised communities and really being intentional about creating meaningful involvement of young people. And so what I'm bringing to this project is this opportunity to reach out to make sure that, you know, kids who might not otherwise have heard about this project or who might hear about the project and not think that it means them. And so we've been working on, you know, really having some strategies to be really intentional about bringing them in.
How do you
involved.
Do that? Because I can imagine, Lauren, that once they're all together and once the music starts, I know that you've seen that happen 1,000 times, a lot of those barriers break down and break down quickly.
Yeah.
But that announcement, how do you bridge, how do you get past the feeling that maybe this isn't for me?
Well, I mean, for us, for the Ella Baker Women's Center and my students and the young people that we work with, it's about building relationships. And so it's something that happens over time. I've been working with a group of young people who live very near the campus, but I would say, you know, in some ways they're very distant from the campus. And what we've been doing is doing projects that where they come on campus. So they're regularly on campus. We just recently put together a youth conference and that they helped to organize. They worked right alongside my students. And so really, I think it's, you know, the key phrase here, Frank, is meaningful engagement, building those relationships across time and just staying with it.
So, Lauren, what's going to happen when they get together for the first time, and what's the product? What's this going to look like?
Well, as Terry said, they're going to be able to work with a lot of different music educators, four different faculty members from the Department of Music at the university, as well as different community-based teaching artists. So, for instance, we have Sean Greer, who's the chorus director at Durham School of the Arts, which I would just like to give a huge nod to, because that is an environment that I have spent time in and have seen the barriers dissolved amongst children when they are really completely engaged in the arts. And it is a very inspiring and a very magical community that we really aspire to. But they will be working with a lot of different educators, and will be really focusing on Glee-based material as well as musical theater as just the most accessible, really, and the most popular and the most fun point of entry musically. So many kids have said how much they love Glee, as well as mentioned to us how important the trust is and the community that they build when they come together to sing together. And that's a big underpinning idea for this whole project, is the idea of the community that can be built with kids around music.
So the project isn't up and running yet. We're talking about the community chorus project.
You're right, it's a two-week program in the summer. Yes, we're auditioning this weekend. We've got 100 kids, 11 to 18, registered to audition. Our registration is actually still open until noon tomorrow, till Friday, to register to audition. And we will be hearing them sing, and they'll be dancing at audition, and then 35 kids in each age group will be selected, and they'll start this workshop 2 weeks in the summer.
Well, just to give you a sample of what you might hear, a kind of idea. Actually, we have a couple of young folks here today. A lot of people skipping school today. We had Dean Malika skip school, and we've got two students here from the Carolina Friends School who probably should be in class. Chris Stevens Brown is a singer and member of the band Old 86. Joe McPhail is a keyboard player. Welcome to the State of Things. It's nice to have you guys here.
Thanks. Good to be here again.
Both seniors at Carolina Friends School, you're both part of the cast now of the upcoming production of Bye Bye Birdie. It's going to be at Carolina Friends School May 5th, 7th, and 8th. And you're going to put on a happy face from Bye Bye Birdie?
That's right.
Gray skies are going to clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook, stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look, slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. And if you're feeling cross and bickerish, don't sit and whine. Think of banana splits and licorice and you'll feel fine. I knew a girl so gloomy, she'd never laugh or sing. She wouldn't listen to me, now she's a mean old thing. So spread sunshine all over the place, just put on a happy face.
Yay! Chris Stevens Brown, Joe McPhail from Carolina Friends School, Put on a Happy Face from Bye Bye Birdie. You can hear that and see that production at Carolina Friends School May 5th, 7th, and 8th. Talking with Lauren Hodge today about the Community Chorus Project, where there'll be lots of singing, dancing as well. Terry Rhodes, we talked a lot about building community, kids coming together, but there's some technical skills that you should be able to pick up in this
exactly.
as well, right?
Exactly. And this is a process-oriented two-week program. There will be a culminating performance, but the two-week period will hold master classes and we'll have clinicians from the university coming in and from the community, as I say, talking about everything from opera to R&B to jazz to vocal production. And really, we want students to hear different genres and to talk, and we'll be talking a lot about healthy vocal production while one's dancing and singing, how to do that, just in terms of all the different genres, how to healthily sing.
And Lauren, that's an important part of this. We talk about process, we talk about bringing people together, mm-hmm. but there really has to be, it's interesting, isn't it? And I'll ask you to talk more about this, that by imposing some discipline, by having a standard for some kind of outcome, that doesn't crush the process. In fact, kids kind of work up and live up to that expectation.
Absolutely. I think that having an end point, having a performance point at the end is really important for kids. It just gives the experience a shape and a structure. But sacrificing the process of what you're doing slavishly to the end goal of the product is always a danger, and we're very cognizant of that. So, we've spoken with all of the teachers about wishing to have the rehearsal process feel very much part of the integral workshop experience. So we have very good teachers.
It's a great balancing act.
Both will work. Yeah. And you're exactly right. That's exactly what it is, a balancing act.
Pat, is this a model for other schools and other communities?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, this model Lauren, I want to give Lauren that credit for having this vision of this project, is something that tracks with grassroots community-based projects. And the arts, where you're talking about the arts or community organizing in general, this really is the model that is taking off and getting the meaningful involvement of young people going.
Yeah.
If I could just jump in quickly, to go back to Glee and the idea of meaningful, one of the things that I find very interesting is 1 in 4 educators in America will say that their students don't have access to a chorus program in their schools for various reasons. 1 in 5 parents will say there isn't a chorus program in their community. So creating that and giving as many children as possible the benefits of that is really important. And Glee has kind of created a cultural zeitgeist out there, too, that's really kind of informing and powering this.
Really great that you're following up. Thank you all for being on the program today.
Oh,
so good to have
you. Thank you so much for having us.
Lauren Hodge, founder and director of the Community Chorus Project. Terry Rhodes is chair of the music department at UNC and a professor of voice and opera. Pat Parker is associate professor in the Department of Communications at UNC and the founder of the Ella Baker Women's Center for Leadership and Community. Chris Stevens Brown, a singer and member of the band Old 86. Joe McPhail, keyboard player, both appear in the upcoming production of Bye Bye Birdie at the Carolina Friends School May 5th, 7th, and 8th. Auditions for the Community Chorus Project Saturday at Keenan Music Department on the campus of UNC, 9 a.m. For more information, communitychorusproject.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. For the State of Things, I'm Frank Stachow.